Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is 6:44, and there's some fog issues on the causeway, so it's moving a little slowly. Be aware of that. Mark Romick joins us now, our friend, Chief Marketing Officer for New Orleans & Company. First of all, thanks for the accommodations here on Radio Row that you've made for us. It's just a beautiful set. It really is.
Thank you. You're most welcome. It's a great place to be this week.
Yeah, it really is. Talk about the party last night, because I know you went. Coleman went over here, Chris Coleman. He remembers some of it. I presume you remember more of it.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, we have over 7,000 credentialed media, and one of the most important things we do is make sure that they know that we love having them in New Orleans. And the host committee put on a spectacular party last night over at Mardi Gras World, which is just right next door to where we are. It started at 7 o'clock, and I think people are still getting home right now.
I wanted to go. I did, Mark, but, you know, it was a school night, and
yeah,
I knew 3
early.
O'clock was going to come very early, and I was tempted.
But it was fantastic. Amanda Shaw was playing. We had Master P. We had chef demonstrations from Arun Sanchez and Emeril Lagasse.
Wow.
All the food and all the drink that you wanted. And the Mardi Gras World just turned out the most beautiful decorations. It was really terrific.
Is it just me, or does it seem to be a little quieter here this morning than it has been?
You know, it is. It's I think people are just waking up. And
you know what it reminds me of as a local? I'll tell you this, Ash Wednesday. That's what it reminds me of. It reminds me of Ash Wednesday around here this morning because everybody was out partying last night, and it's everybody will get their feet on it, and then it'll come back alive around 8 o'clock.
If I may, I want to give a shout-out to Alex Aguilard and the entire team at the host committee that organized that function last night. You'll be hearing some good comments, I'm sure, today.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, I heard them already from the staff. Tell me about the Super Bowl experience, because I walked through it yesterday before the media preview, and man, I'm going to tell you what, I don't even know how to begin describing this. There is something for literally every member of the family.
It's a spectacular way to experience the magic of Super Bowl week with your family and friends. It starts today. It opens up at 3 p.m. It'll go to 10 p.m. today through Friday, and then on Saturday it'll run from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. We're also running a shuttle from 4 locations around the city to
that
make it easy.
That is huge. Talk about that.
Make it easy for people to get there. So we're running a shuttle that will begin at 2 p.m. Today. You can catch the shuttle at Oakwood, New Orleans East Plaza, the Audubon Zoo, or Delgado Community College, and the tickets are only $10. The other thing I wanted to mention is that kids 12 and under are free at the experience, which is, it's a great way to have fun. Now, you mentioned all the things that you can do. You've got player autographs. You've got interactive games. Of course, the Vince Lombardi Trophy is there. Everyone wants
Deuce to get it. Is going to deliver it this afternoon.
That was fantastic when he was on the second line this weekend.
But this afternoon he's going to deliver it again,
In property, and he's going to get it over there. We got the Super Bowl rings from all the other Super Bowls, this being the 59, so you've got 58 Super Bowl rings to look at. And then the NFL shop, which is a wonderful way to bring some good swag home.
You can watch a football, as I understand it, being made, and you can have a custom football made.
So
how does that work?
They describe how the official football of the NFL is made. You see it from beginning to end, and it's an amazing process. Again, it's very educational, but it's also a lot of fun. You can even run a 40-yard dash if you're up for it.
Will they make a football for you? That's what I was confused about.
Yeah, there's some opportunities. I believe, and you can speak to the vendor there, where these footballs can be, sort of personalized or customized.
While you wait or not?
I'm not sure of that.
Okay.
But go to the NFL Experience and you can check it out.
I can't even begin. First of all, people might be concerned because they're going to say, oh, it's too crowded. But the hall that it is in is huge, and there are numerous stations for each event.
Yeah, in fact, this media center is in several halls put together, and I think it's a very similar experience.
I said hall, but yeah. It's huge. I walked through it yesterday.
It's amazing. I remember from 2013 and how much fun it was, and there's literally you could spend all weekend there.
You could.
It's like going to the National World War II Museum. Mm-hmm. You think you can make it in an afternoon, but it takes several days to go
through. Uniforms on exhibit, and like you're saying, Super Bowl rings and the Lombardi Trophy is going to be there. Tell me about some other things going on in the city that you guys put together for the locals as well as the Super Bowl visitors.
Yeah, you know, this a historic moment for us will be Saturday when we have the host committee Super Bowl parade. It starts at 10 a.m. down at the end of the French Quarter by the French Market. We'll come through the French Quarter to Canal Street and then wind its way onto St. Charles Avenue. It's going to be an exciting way for us to demonstrate that Mardi Gras culture to all of our visitors that are in town. And Todd Graves, who you know, founder of Raising Cane's, will serve as king. And he has used this opportunity to broadcast to his fellow corporate CEOs around the country that New Orleans and Louisiana is open for business. And what a great ambassador that he will be in the parade. So
this is the first Super Bowl parade that they've ever had,
yeah,
right?
That's right. And no other city can do it better than us. So.
I wonder why, having been here for 11 of them, although I was a wee lad when the first one happened, but you wonder why it took so long. But it's a great idea.
Logistics really are what they are, but I think we found in the planning process the NFL agreed that this would be a great way for us to demonstrate, you know, why New Orleans is so unique and why we're a city that's built to host.
Who's going to be on the floats? I'm just curious.
Well, you'll have representatives from some of the corporate sponsors of the NFL for the Super Bowl. Our organization, New Orleans and Company, will have a float. You've got the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, another sponsor of the Super Bowl. They'll have riders. There'll be probably some celebrities sprinkled through that you'll recognize.
Any overlaps with maybe some carnival crews where I also happen to be business members? You don't have to disclose anything.
No, thank you.
Look, you wear the coif hat and this and that and the other thing, all that stuff. I don't want any secrets.
No, that's all right. Barry Kern and his team have pulled together the best floats for this, and I think you'll find that you'll get that sense that it is a Mardi Gras parade. They'll be throwing trinkets to the crowds. And, again, it's a way for the visitors that come here hopefully see something that they like and they'll come back often.
Is it the same route as a Christmas parade or not?
It's very similar to the crew of Boo. The crew of Boo that comes down through the French Quarter. So it'll go in front of Jackson Square and then make its way to St. Charles Avenue. There'll be an opportunity to have a toast to Todd Graves by officials at Gallier Hall. And then it'll go and end right at St. Joseph.
Tell you what, to bring the family out and maybe take the shuttle even, what time's the shuttle run, do you know?
The shuttle on that on Saturday, the shuttle begins at 8 a.m. Now, that's for the experience.
Now, I understand that, but you would be close enough to
walk. Yeah, you can walk right over to St. Charles Avenue or Canal Street.
You can walk to the parade, then you can come back, and you can enjoy everything else with the Super Bowl experience and walk around a quarter. You can make a day of it, I'm telling you.
It really is. We're trying to make it as convenient as possible. We all know there's, with all the street closures, we got to get through this week, and come next Tuesday, we're going to look back and say this was the best Super Bowl ever.
And look ahead to Mardi Gras. We'll take a break, pick it up with Mark Romig when we come back, 6:51 traffic now, WWL. Tommy Tucker here live at the Radio Row Host Committee's Media Center celebrating Big Game Week in New Orleans, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So, WWL. It is 6:58. We're talking to Mark Romig, who's our host, really, I guess, Chief Marketing Officer for New Orleans and Company. He's in the Treasure Chest Casino Power Seat. Pardon me, Mark, about the Louisiana Culture Festival and the French Market.
This is a free festival, Tommy, that'll be Friday and Saturday at the French Market, on Friday from 11 to 5 and Saturday from 11 to 5 as well. We've got music stages. We have a culture corner stage with all sorts of activities. There's also great food. You can have a cochon de lait po' boy, crackling, Creole smoked sausage, boudin. It's just going to be great. And it's free. So come down to the parade on Saturday as well and go by the French Market and catch some Louisiana culture. This is a way for us to demonstrate that it's not only New Orleans that's hosting the Super Bowl, but Louisiana. And it gives us an opportunity to bring in all the best aspects. We've got making a jazz gumbo. This is some of our educational points of the festival. How to do Hungarian dance. We're going to have a conversation about sausage making with Chef Terry Searcy. Cushata. storytelling. Just a great opportunity for family and friends to come on down to the French Market, and
no,
it's free.
No politicians on that sausage.
We're going to have a lot of fun, and you'll also be able to do a fully dressed po' boy.
It sounds like a mini French Quarter Fest almost.
Yeah, and again, we've got 2 days of action-packed activities. Again, so much going on in the area this weekend. Take advantage of that park and ride for only $10 so that you don't have to bring your car downtown.
Or do a
ride share.
Catch our website where people can go and find out about all of this.
NOLASuperbowl.com is a one-stop shop. For tickets, you can go to the NFL One Pass. That's an app, and you can get your tickets there through Ticketmaster. So we're making it as easy as possible for
Super
people
Bowl
to come
experience
down.
Starts when?
Starts today at 3 o'clock.
All right, so... Yeah. Get here early, have some fun, and, man, just spend a weekend here. Like Mark's been telling us for the last 20 minutes, there are a lot of things that you can do, some free, some not, but all in all, pretty affordable for the entire family. And catch that shuttle. We'll catch our website again.
NOLASuperbowl.com or the NFL One Pass. And one more thing, to learn all about road closures, ready.nola.gov.
Thank you.